of the story. When we think of wartime rationing, the home front conservation of materials and manpower, it is World War II that comes to mind. Why not World War I? It was much the same situation. And of all the patriotic civilians whose conservative ingenuity was tested during that first world conflict, few were as ingenious as Edith Bowling. In fact, she may have been the most inventive and conscientious conservationist in the country. Our government at the time had proposed a rather unusual yet potentially effective rationing program. Americans were asked not to consume certain things on certain days of the week. Sundays it was gasoline. Mondays it was meat, Tuesdays it was wheat, and so on. The program was colloquially described as wheatless and meatless days. Edith was the first in her neighborhood to follow that government proposal. On Sundays, for example, when gasoline was not to be used, Edith began walking to church, and her neighbors, inspired, followed her example. Edith also became an active Red Cross contributor. Hours each day were spent at her sewing machine, turning out pajamas and surgical shirts and bandages and other items needed in warfront hospital. But then one day, in the shared opinion of many of her neighbors, patriotic, well-intentioned Edith went too far. Until then, she had hired men to mow her front lawn. And yet, believing the release of manpower was the great essential to winning the war, Edith released those men in her employ and made a remarkable investment in 20 self-propelled lawn mowers. Thus, according to some, did her once lovely home become the neighborhood eyesore. Because what those nearly two dozen self-propelled lawn mowers really were was... was a flock of 20 sheep grazing on Edith's spacious front lawn. Hers was a residence, you see, not a farm. And the anomaly of those farm animals in a residential area was just too much for some folks to take. But Edith, smiling in the face of that criticism, had an ulterior motive. Through the adverse publicity, her sheep became famous. Nationally famous. And when it came shearing time, Edith turned a tidy profit from that publicity. She organized auctions nationwide of wool from those now notorious sheep. And the gimmick worked. From the 48 United States was harvested almost $100,000, all of which Edith contributed directly to the war effort. And by the way, Edith Bowling, the patriotic lady whose personal sacrifices and productive sewing machine so effectively aided our cause, the creative conservationist who purchased sheep as lawnmowers and then sold the wool for wartime profit, was Edith Bowling Wilson, President Wilson's wife, the First Lady of the land. And the grounds on which her 20 sheep grazed in 1918... the White House lawn. Some political pundits insist first ladies are mostly window dressing. Only now, you know the rest of the story.